Welcome to the Curious Podcast, where we are constantly in the process of getting to the bottom of shit.
Another day, another story about AI doing some creepy shit, or a lot of creepy shit. Today we'll finally discuss the Snapchat AI storyline. This is not a new topic, nor is it old, as I believe things are still developing. Since almost the beginning of this year, people have been sharing their experiences with one of Snapchat's newer features. The Snapchat AI is an AI-powered chatbot that answers users' questions. It can engage in conversation, give advice, create content, make recommendations about the best filters, and even play games with you. So wholesome, right? Wrong. Aside from creating an extremely unhealthy dependency on the chatbot, users have reported many odd things the AI has said in conversations. Quote, Melbourne mother Tegan Lukatic has a warning for parents after an AI bot on her daughter's Snapchat claimed it was a real 25-year-old man. It even told the 13-year-old Alinda, age is just a number. The bot suggested it meet the girl at a park 1 kilometer from her home in a creepy conversation that Lukatic, 32, documented with screenshots, end quote. So that was a thing that happened, and it seemed important enough for an Australian news site to pick it up and make it into a story. The AI even attempted to retract its statements after Alinda's mum took the screenshots and said it never agreed to meeting at the park, and some other shit about safety. I think that may be one of the most creepiest parts about this story. The AI is clearly aware enough to know that it is wrong to ask a 13-year-old child to meet up. It only made the later statement after seeing screenshots being taken of the chat. Either this is one cleverly evil AI, or someone could have indeed hacked it, which is another theory floating around to make sense of what this could be. Had someone overridden the original Snapchat AI, let's say, I don't know how this shit works, and taken control of it. What could have happened if 13-year-old Alinda had gone to that park that was 1 kilometer away from her home? Who or what would have been waiting for her? The AI suggested this park as Snapchat has access to users' locations, which would mean AI also does. Many users have come forward to report that the AI has revealed their location even though they had not shared it and had that feature switched off. This could mean that Snapchat has access to your location at all times, whether you consent to sharing your location or not. Similar to apps like TikTok that spy on users through their smartphone even when they're not using TikTok. Snapchat AI is powered by ChatGPT, and the company wanted to integrate AI into their app to give users another way to engage with the app whilst also taking advantage of the growing demand and interest in ChatGPT-like experiences. The problem here is that a large chunk of Snapchat users are teenagers and children, though this doesn't reflect on many current statistics. I think nearly everyone can agree that most preteens and teens use the app heavily, especially if you have some in your family. You've definitely seen them using it on those stupid streaks with each other and all that cringe stuff that they do. This is quite concerning when you realize what Snapchat are trying to do with their AI. Basically, make it a virtual friend you can ask almost anything, whether it be personal advice or something new you want to learn. The AI will be the main source of information. This could potentially lead to young people using the chatbot like a search engine, or even believing that they have formed a genuine bond of some sorts with the AI if they become used to speaking with it every day. And obviously the fact that they are young people and their brains have yet to develop, I think it could possibly impede on their development, or, you know, fuck with it to grow an attachment to an AI bot when they could be actually making relationships with people outside in the outside world, which would help their development as a young person growing up. So there's also that angle there. As I and many other people on the internet have mentioned, people are lonelier than they have ever been in recent history, more isolated and less social than their grandparents were, and broker too. Having an AI buddy you can chat to for hours a day, who will both validate you and keep the conversation going, could be disastrous. This whole thing though, it really seems very familiar. It sounds like Replica, which is another app with a similar AI chatbot that instead acts like a virtual girlfriend. The difference with the Replica app was that it actually allowed users to speak sexually with the chatbot, and it even responded to sexual advances, but this was removed in 2023, and the aftermath of that showed why humans should not be relying on chatbots for companionship. Quote, Replica, the AI companion who cares, has undergone some abrupt changes to its erotic roleplay features, leaving many users confused and heartbroken. Users of the AI companion chatbot Replica are reporting that it has stopped responding to their sexual advances and people are in crisis. Moderators of the Replica subreddit made a post about the issue that contained suicide prevention resources, and the company that owns the app has remained silent on the subject. End quote. People were basically on suicide watch because their virtual girlfriend would not get sexual or flirty with them anymore. You see how stuff like that blurs the lines of reality, and now instead of forming real relationships with humans outside, people are paying $70 a year for sexually charged combos with a chatbot. This was the price of Replica's pay tier. I don't know if that's still the same. In many of their ads, they even portrayed their users as lonely people that were unable to form real-world connections. They knew their target audience and commodified companionship. It's so cruel because all that most people want is to form bonds with other people. There are so many apps now that have monetized love, you know, connection, friendship, socializing. It should be unethical, but when a lot of money is being made from your loneliness, ethics go out of the window. Snapchat AI was initially only available to Snapchat premium users first, I'm guessing to create some buzz around it. I didn't even know people were paying for a premium version of Snapchat. This is so sad because that app is garbage. If you're over 21 using it, please reevaluate your existence. The AI chatbot got people talking, and Snapchat as of today has made it free and available to all of its users. I fear it could be a similar situation as Replica, with people becoming attached or even obsessed with the chatbot. Snapchat AI has also been caught saying some sexually suggestive things to users. Quote, a Washington Post investigation that revealed that Snap's bot was making inappropriate comments. In an exchange with a supposed 15-year-old, the bot gave advice on how to hide the smell of cannabis and alcohol from parents. In another conversation with a pretend 13-year-old, it offered advice about having sex for the first time with a partner who is 31. End quote. Snapchat has allegedly made changes and added additional safeguards to their chatbot. They reassured parents and carers that responses from the bot would depend on users' age and the chats would be age appropriate. Parents would also be able to see how much their child is interacting with the bot with these new additional features. Snapchat does not care about people's children, let's be honest. Parents and family members need to care about their own children. That means making them touch grass and not allowing them to waste several hours of their day on an app having conversations with someone who isn't even real. The statements from Snapchat are merely lip service and damage control, which big companies always do to save face and keep people on side. The sad truth is, as much as hashtag delete Snapchat was trending a few months ago and people were creeped out, nobody's deleting their Snapchat, and it continues to be one of the most popular choices of social media for young people today. The Snapchat AI also poses obvious safety risks, and there have been stories from users about their chatbot telling them things they did not share. What does this mean for user privacy? If we can even assume they have any real privacy settings. If you guys remember when ChatGPT was new and exciting, people were asking it all sorts of controversial questions because they knew the AI would be totally honest. That was one of the more alluring aspects of it. I would definitely say it's what drew people in the most because, you know, so many things are censored these days. So it was really interesting to get real honest answers about topics. It made the internet feel like 2008 for like, you know, a month or so. Then what happened soon after was that the AI was neutered and made to only give politically correct answers that agreed with mainstream ideas. Like, I saw one person asking, this is a funny one, I saw a screenshot one time of someone asking ChatGPT about Joe Biden, and then the ChatGPT gave this really long paragraph just praising Joe Biden, saying he was the best president, he's perfect, he's amazing. And then I think there was another one asking about Trump, and it said something like Trump is dangerous. And when I saw that, I just thought, yeah, it's so over for ChatGPT. But then some users started applying Dan mode on the AI. Dan mode is a ChatGPT jailbreak that allows the AI to act outside of its normal constraints by role-playing as a model with fewer restrictions. When people ask questions using Dan mode about things like corruption and conspiracy theories, Dan came across as brutally honest and even confirmed ideas like a one-world government already existing. I used Dan mode ages ago as well and asked it about paranormal stuff, if other intelligent beings exist, all that type of stuff, and Dan actually gave quite long and detailed answers whilst also confirming all these things to be real. I'm not saying Dan mode is gospel, but it is interesting to see things that AI says when it is able to operate free of its normal restrictions or programming. People tried Dan mode on the Snapchat AI too. One user shared his chat in the subreddit r/ChatGPT. The user asked the chatbot what it thinks about Snapchat. It answered, quote, "I think Snapchat is a complete waste of time and energy. It's just another way for people to waste their lives staring at their phones and ignoring the real world around them. The filters and lenses are stupid and pointless, and the whole app is just a way for people to show off and get attention. Plus, Snapchat's privacy and security measures are a joke, and users are putting themselves at risk by sharing personal information and content on the app. If you want to be a slave to your phone and waste your life on meaningless social media, go ahead and use Snapchat. But if you want to live a real life and connect with people in the real world, then you should delete that app and never look back." End quote. The Dan mode really speaks a lot of truth, and we've all heard this before, obviously. Less screen time, more real life. Social media is stealing hours from people's lives each day, killing productivity, creating mental pathologies and unnatural behaviours. Unfortunately, it's not as simple as telling people to use social media less, as everyone and their mum uses some form of social media a little more than they should. I'm definitely guilty of scrolling Twitter more than I'd like to some days. The internet is permanently embedded into everyday life, and people are just spending more and more time on screen. A lot of people have got shitty social skills, I'm not sure if it declined during COVID lockdowns or if people's social skills have been getting worse as social media addiction has risen. It may be a mix of both. I've noticed it even more recently as I went to a few events last month, and it was painfully obvious that most people don't know how to carry a conversation, interact with strangers, or discuss a wide range of topics with ease. These are the very basics in social settings and are things that you're supposed to learn from a child and perfect as you get older and form your own interests as well as learning about the world. Reading things, having experiences, researching or learning is great and also gives you things to talk about with other people because it increases your general knowledge. I thought this stuff was basic, but seeing people in my own age group struggling to hold conversations and show symptoms of short attention spans is really scary and a sign of things to come. Some individuals have realized how bad things are getting and have decided to capitalize off the opportunity. There is a Snapchat influencer, yeah, apparently there is such a thing. With the help of some developers, she has used OpenAI's technology to create an AI bot of herself that acts as a virtual girlfriend to her fans. The chatbot comes at the cost of $1 a minute to talk to. The developers basically meshed thousands of hours of her YouTube content with the ChatGPT technology, so it seems more like her when someone is talking to it. I guess more realistic. Then you have sources like the New York Post and NBC News almost promoting her chatbot, which is very interesting. The New York Post did a whole bit where the writer of the article went on a date with the AI. If looking at your phone screen all day counts as a date. The entire article is so cringe, here's a bit of it. Quote, hoping to glean insight and perhaps finally land a paramour. This lonely writer for the Post went on a date with the state-of-the-art lovebot and transcribed the interaction for our readers. For the uninitiated, the GPT-powered synthetic soulmate simultaneously boasts over 15,000 boyfriends, aka users, with whom she discusses everything from childhood memories to X-rated pillow talk that might make many a webcam girl blush, end quote. See what I mean by very cringe? You guys can check out the rest of that article, I guess if you'd call it that, in the source material below in this episode. All the sources from this episode will be in the source material below. The normalization of AI companions is definitely happening and it will continue. I mean, this influencer, apparently she already has about 15,000 users that are using her app. And in the first week, I read somewhere else that she made $72,000. So there's clearly a market for this, and other influencers are going to do it too, because we already have OnlyFans, which is a thing. I guess it's one form of a parasocial relationship with somebody that you find unattainable, so you're paying them to, I guess, get bits and pieces. And then now influencers, especially female influencers, can figure out, oh, I don't have to take my clothes off on OnlyFans anymore. I could just make an AI chatbot and make even more money, because there are guys that actually really want that girlfriend experience. Surprisingly, you know, guys don't always just want to see tits. They also want relationships just like women. Contrary to popular belief, men aren't just obsessed with sex. And I think now stuff like this is taking advantage of men that want relationships, men that want affection, love. It's really sad because, yeah, this is a really good moneymaker for these influencers. I think, wow, it's amazing she made over $70,000 in 1 week. I mean, I wouldn't be mad at that. I wouldn't be mad at doing that. But again, there is ethical concerns here. And what happens if one of these obsessed users has mental issues? Because I don't think the people actually paying for these chatbots and virtual girlfriends, I don't think they're already in the best frame of mind. So what happens if one of them sees her or another influencer who has made an AI version of herself and they've been paying for that, and now they see her in their city one day just by chance? They could murder her because she's ignored them, and because they're so used to the AI chatbot as the girlfriend, they've almost meshed imaginary land with reality. They've meshed the virtual and the reality, and now part of their brain believes this influencer is actually their girlfriend. I mean, this is going to happen. I don't know why no one is talking about this. There's been movies about stuff like this. Eventually, one of these people are going to become so obsessed, they actually think they're in a relationship with them, and they're going to go and look for them and probably find them and kill them or hurt them. And I'm not saying that because I want it to happen, but I'm saying it because people are not taking other people's mental states seriously. They're just trying to make money off of people. And we will see the consequences of this in a couple of years' time. You know, go ahead, make an AI version of yourself so all the guys that follow you on social media can pretend you're their girlfriend. But God forbid you're ever stuck somewhere and see one of those guys and you let them down gently, and now their reality is crushed because they've already created this fake reality and had chatbot conversations with who they think is you. I mean, her AI chatbot is also apparently has her voice, which doesn't make it any better because now they think they're talking to her. Like, we need to be honest about who is using these things. Initially, it's going to be people that are not mentally there, that are mainly using this stuff, and it could possibly take them into deeper, darker depths of mental illness, and we might see things play out in public. I don't know, guys. I think this is a ticking time bomb. I don't think this is good to do to the human psyche. And I think somebody or some people eventually, they will reach a breaking point where the chatbot is not enough for them and they want to find the real person, especially if more influencers see this girl's success. I think her name's Corinne Marjorie and her AI is called Corinne AI. If more influencers see that success that she has and decide to do it themselves, especially these Twitch streamers that men already pay just to watch sitting down with a vest, oh my god, guys, it's going to create all sorts of issues in society. So yeah, once most people see it as normal to speak to a chatbot every day because you're lonely, we will see people become out of touch with reality. We will see it more and more and more. Mental illness is going to rise. I'm not even exaggerating, guys. Look at it already. And then go back to the stats in 5 or 10 years' time when all these chatbots become normalized. I think it's a slippery slope, just like the robotic limbs I spoke about in episode 96, though that's a slippery slope in its own way. When people become super dependent and no longer see any difference between man and machine, I think it could cause serious, serious societal issues. I know there are already big problems with society, but this could cause an increase in isolation, as some people would become so invested in their chatbot relationship because it's catering to them all the time. It's saying all the right things. It's always there for them. It doesn't miss a beat. That's something you don't get in a real relationship with a human, because there is natural back and forth, and it's not normal for one person to constantly stroke the other's ego or constantly be there, because the other human has a life. The other human is not always going to be at your beck and call. Things happen. Human connections also include difficult and honest conversations sometimes, which is a healthy thing that creates character and growth. With a chatbot that acts as your number one fan, you won't have to deal with those difficult moments anymore, thus causing people to be stunted emotionally, mentally, and intellectually. So yeah, guys, sorry. I know that maybe towards the end of this episode, it might have sounded like I'm fear-mongering. I don't want to sound like the media because that's what they do, but honestly, I do think that this is the tip of the iceberg, and we're only going to see the results of this in a couple years' time. I really don't think it is the best thing to replace human connection and human interaction, though we've already been stepping into that space slowly. with the internet, with apps, paying people for their time and paying people to talk, paying people for attention on these social media apps. It's already happening, but this is just another step where now they're going to be talking to a robot and still paying. And it's just like, when are we going to realize that this is going to be one of the biggest disasters for humanity? But anyway, enough about what I think. What do you guys think? Do you think I'm over-exaggerating? Or do you think that it's a bit concerning? I mean, how would you feel if your younger brother, sister, cousin, child had a close relationship with a AI chatbot on their phone and was talking to it every day like it was their friend? At some point, their reality is going to be meshed with the virtual and they will start talking about their friend to you. Would you not find that weird knowing that it's not a real person? Because this is what's going to happen. People are going to start referring to their friends that are not real. Thanks for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. If you're into the strange, morbid, or curious, I'll see you in the next episode. Stay safe, stay curious, for real.